You're listening to the Lake Superior Project. I'm Barbara Jean.
And I'm Kelly Schoenfelder.
So folks in our immediate listening area probably know Ada Igo. She's been a part of WTIP pretty much her whole life. She got her start here as a kid on a children's program we used to have called Ragamuffin Radio. Anyway, Ada's not a kid anymore, and she's made a name for herself as an outdoor writer. As a result, she spends a lot of time thinking about the woods and water around here. She's got a lot of fun tales of fishing adventures and berry picking, but it's not all rosy. When we got in touch with her about the Lake Superior Project, she told us she's really worried about the lake and how much she's seen it change in recent years.
Lake Superior is kind of worrisome. It's always kind of been in the back of my mind because we would always walk. There's a beach about a mile from our house, and we would walk down the highway with our dog, and then we would hang out there. And definitely, as I was entering high school, you were watching the lake levels go lower and lower and lower, and there are rocks that you used to jump off of into the lake, and you would be in, like, 6 feet of water, and now if you jumped off, in, you'd just be in beach gravel. And I guess it's water levels that's always kind of... It's the most obvious thing to me where you can go, oh my gosh, this is not the way it used to be anymore.
Ada's right. Things aren't how they used to be. Water levels in Lake Superior have been going down. Seth Moore is a biologist for the Grand Portage Band.
For climate change, you know, one of the things we're looking at is the fact that Lake Superior doesn't freeze over any longer. It's losing a lot more water to evaporation. So lake levels have been down for several years.
There's less ice on the lake. We've all seen that. But what you may not know is there's actually half as much ice forming now as there was back in the mid-70s. And that?
That has led to a really dramatic increase in summer water temperatures over the last 30 years or so. So we're seeing much warmer water in the lake in the summer.
Jay Austin's been tracking the lake's temperature. And some of what he's observed is pretty dramatic.
We know, for example, from Jay Austin's work that the water temperatures are increasing twice the rate of air temperatures, and that's a very similar pattern to what's being seen in the Arctic.
That's Bob Krumenacker. He's head of the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. Access to the park is a lot harder than it used to be. All the docks were built when the lake was much higher.
And there's so much we still don't know about climate change. Lissa Radke works on Lake Superior issues for an organization called the Lake Superior Binational Forum.
So there's so many impacts that we haven't really even begun to anticipate, much less calculate or monitor right now, that we might not know for another 10 to 50 years. But that's going to be something that everybody's going to have to be studying. And even down to the local governmental level, how is the mayor of Ashland going to respond if the marina is not able to be used, if boats can't come in and out because the water level is too low? There's very little money for dredging to dredge the sand and make a marina or a bay deeper to allow more boats in. Who's got the money for that? A lot of our local and state governments are in deep financial trouble. So It's pretty frightening when you can't even convince people yet that there is a problem.
Climate change has a lot of people worried. Everyone we've talked to that works on Lake Superior issues puts it pretty much at the top of their list of concerns. They're disturbed about the changes we've already experienced and about what the future holds. Meanwhile, the amount of carbon in the atmosphere continues to climb at faster and faster rates.
Like I said, we've seen changes already, you know, even if we were to, you know, completely eliminate carbon dioxide emissions tomorrow, we still will have more climate change just because of the climate or the carbon in the system. So we're going to have changes that are going to get further along from where we are now. And so there's a lot of work going on trying to adapt to those changes.
That's Jesse Schomburg. He works at the Minnesota Sea Grant in Duluth. Adaptation strategies are important. And so is research. And the good news is, there's a lot of energy going into that.
From the research perspective, I think that recently there's been, a real renaissance of federal funding going into fundamental research on Great Lakes or large lakes. I'm thrilled that I have an array of equipment out on the lake this winter because we've got this unbelievably warm, we've had an unbelievably warm winter so far, and the lake is going to behave very differently than it normally does, and we're going to be able to see that. So it's an idea of what the lake is likely to look like in a regular year, say 20 or 30 years from now.
Low water levels are impacting communities all around the lake. Ferries to places like Isle Royale and Madeline Island in the Apostles have already been affected. It's also hard on the shipping industry. They're not able to carry as much cargo when the lake is low or get in and out of ports as easily. The bottom line? This place we all care about is changing.
Tune in next week for more on climate change in Lake Superior. For WTIP, I'm Kelly Schoenfelder.
And I'm Barbara Jean Johnson. The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the North Shore of Lake Superior.
This project is funded in part by the Coastal Zone Management Act, by NOAA's Office of Ocean and Coastal Resource Management, in cooperation with Minnesota's Lake Superior Coastal Program.
To learn more, visit WTIP.org/Lake Superior Project.